Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Financial Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, April 21st, 2021. Futures are indicating a flat open, with S&P futures unchanged as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mostly weaker levels in Asia overnight, while European markets are broadly higher following yesterday's deep losses. Bonds are mixed, with the US 10-year up 1 basis point at 1.58%. The dollar is up against the euro, but softer versus the yen and loonie. Oil is down, gold is up, industrial metals are higher. Following yesterday's sell-off, market sentiment is improving with a focus on earnings. Press reports are highlighting an increasing concern over a surge in coronavirus infections in some countries, with the Indian situation severe and a new wave in Japan dampening global growth expectations. There is ongoing attention also on stretched positioning and valuation indicators. Earning beats and positive reopening commentary have not provided a meaningful tailwind, which fits in with thoughts that the good news may already be priced in. Other news in the headlines includes Bloomberg reporting that White House officials have told supporters that they will pledge to reduce U.S. greenhouse gas emissions by at least half by the end of the decade, almost doubling the prior commitment made by the Obama administration. Biden will outline the target as part of the U.S. return to the Paris Climate Accord and as he prepares for a summit on Thursday and Friday with the leaders of up to 40 nations designed to encourage greater carbon-cutting ambition. Also making headlines, European football's Super League has collapsed after all six English clubs pulled out following a backlash from fans and politicians. While elsewhere, Italy has approved the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus jab for those who need priority protection due to serious health conditions and those over the age of 60, after the European regulator recommended the benefits outweighed the risk after finding a possible link to rare blood clots. On the central bank front, the press is discussing tomorrow's ECB decision, with Bloomberg pointing out that the strategy review could cloud expectations just as the governing council is discussing how to exit its crisis measures. It was highlighted that potential changes to the ECB's inflation goal this summer could leave market participants unsure over the amount of support officials will provide and how much inflation they will tolerate as the economy recovers. Meanwhile, the Bank of Canada is expected to keep rates unchanged while reducing the pace of weekly bond purchases. On the data front, the focus in Europe is on UK inflation data, which picked up in March, while PPI also accelerated. Overnight in Asia, New Zealand inflation strengthened in line with consensus, while Australian March retail sales rebounded by more than expected, with services driving the increase. Due up on today's economic calendar, Canadian CPI, and in the US, MBA mortgage applications and crude inventories. While among the companies due to report earnings today, in pre-open, Anthem, Halliburton, Verizon, and Rogers Communications. In corporate news, Netflix reported first quarter earnings after the close yesterday, beating on revenue and EPS. However, subscriber growth was well short of expectations as consumers emerged from lockdowns, and the share price fell 9% in after-hours trading, at one point down more than 10%. Apple unveiled new products yesterday, including a subscription podcast service that deepens its competition with Spotify, as well as upgrades to its iPad and iMac hardware lines. The announcements also included new wireless tags that enable iPhone users to track gadgets. And Bloomberg reported that prescription eyewear retailer Warby Parker is in the early stages of considering a listing in the US this year and hopes that an IPO will value it at more than the $3 billion it achieved in its funding round last year. Asian equities finished largely lower overnight. Japan closed at one-month lows, while Australia also finished lower, led down by energy and IT. Hong Kong substantially underperformed mainland China, with Shanghai slightly higher. Meanwhile, Korea and Taiwan finished down. A surge in COVID cases in the region is largely to blame for the sell-off this week in Asia, and given the continued focus on stretched valuations, traders have shrugged off the earnings beats and sold down the recovery plays. In regional news, Kyoto reported that Japanese Prime Minister Suga has decided to declare another state of emergency in Osaka Prefecture as a surge in severe cases of COVID-19 strains its medical system. Meanwhile, Olympic Games organizers in Japan are also weighing whether to delay again. And Toshiba shares were down more than 3% after it received a letter from CVC Capital stating that it has effectively withdrawn its acquisition offer after Nobuaki Kuramatani resigned as president and CEO. European markets are broadly higher 2 hours into the session. There has been an early tailwind from cyclicals, with energy, technology, basic resources, and banks leading. Making news in Europe, Germany's Constitutional Court published a ruling which rejected an application for a preliminary injunction against ratification of the EU Recovery Fund package. It said that the complaint lodged has demonstrated ratification could encroach upon constitutional identity of basic law, and a decision might exceed the EU integration agenda. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Market Preview. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.